I got a mother-in-law stone neat. She puts paper under the cuckoo clock. I said to my mother-in-law, my house is your house. Last week she sold it. You know, folks, once I wanted to become an atheist, they gave it up. They have no holidays. And a fellow walked up to me and said, I want 50 cents for a drink. So I gave him the 50 cents for a drink, and I followed him. He said, what are you following me for? I said, I want to make sure you don't buy a bowl of soup. Who would think I just had a physical? I said, Doc, how do I stand? He said, that's what puzzles me. Here's a guy who told his friend he had a pet gorilla that weighed 800 pounds. So his friend says, where does he sleep? The guy says, anywhere he wants to. I take my wife everywhere, but she finds a way home. Two gamblers coming out of church. One says, look, it's hallelujah, not hallelujah. A drunk walks up to a parking meter, puts a dime in. The arrow goes to 60. He says, yeah, I lost 100 pounds. Then a drunk is brought into court. The judge says, my good man, you've been brought here for drinking. He says, all right, judge, let's get started. The guy says, your dog just bit me. The other guy says, that's funny. He's usually very particular. Say, a little old man gets hit by a car, and the cop puts him against the wall and props him up, covers with him in a blanket. He says to the old man, are you comfortable? He says, I make a nice living. I just found a labor-saving device, a rich old lady. A drunk walks into an elevator shaft. He falls down 10 flights. He's lying there bleeding. He says, I said, up. Folks, I got a wonderful doctor. If you can't afford the operation, he touches up the x-rays. The fellow walked up to me and said, stick him down. I said, you mean stick him up? He said, I wonder I've made any money. No, I never had a penny to my name, so I changed my name. There was a girl banging on my hotel room door all night. I finally had to let her out of the room. I don't want to say my room was small. I put the key in the keyhole and broke the window. This hotel was so elegant, room service had an unlisted number. No business was so bad in the nightclub I worked in last week. The orchestra was playing Tea for One. My father was a town drunk. A lot of times that's not so bad, but New York City? My mother-in-law needed a blood transfusion, and we had to give up the idea. We couldn't find a tiger. Said, you hear about the gypsy who doesn't read the tea leaves? He reads the lemon. My father used to talk to me and say, listen, stupid. He always told me, listen. Say, a lady driving along hit a guy. She yelled, watch out. He said, why, you coming back? You show me a man who has his 2 feet firmly planted on the ground, I'll show you a guy can't get his pants on. My wife is the sweetest, most tolerant, most beautiful woman in the world. This is a paid political announcement. Folks, when it comes to gambling, I only gamble for laughs. In fact, last week I laughed away my car. Oh, that man walks in a Chinese restaurant. He says, give me all your cash. The Chinaman says, to take out?
Take my wife, please. Born in Augusta, Georgia, James Brown. King of soul, hey, hey, hey. Good God. Good God. Good God. Good God. His hair was slick and shiny.
Georgia, James Brown, born in Augusta.
the king of soul. Hey, hey, hey.
A wonderful lady whom I admire very much by the name of Moms Mabley sung a song about a lot of great men. But you know, somehow or another, I still feel that there's a lot of great men to be sung about. I got some friends, ladies and gentlemen, who have gone on before me. And I hope you don't mind if I take a little time out to tell you about them. Anybody here seen my friend Nat King Cole? Can you tell me where have he gone? The last thing I heard him say, he was gonna look back over his life, and before he could do it, he was gone. Oh, before he could do it, he was gone. Has anybody here seen my friend Sam? Can anybody tell me where Sam is gone? The last thing he told me, that a change was gonna come. Oh, before he could see it, he was gone. Oh, oh, before he could see it, he was gone. Can anybody tell me where Otis is gone? Last time I saw him, he was sitting down by the dock of the bay. Oh, I looked around for Otis and he was gone. I looked around and my friend Otis Redd was gone.
Santa. Yes, it's really me. Sure has been a long time. My children are grown now and I'm a few pounds older. My hair is even turning a little gray. And I'm sure you know this year is going to be different in the saddest kind of way. You see, Santa, the grown-ups need something special right now to help heal the hurt we're all feeling deep inside. You know, we lost some friends this year, and it's going to take some time to live without them and the music they left behind. How can we celebrate the holiday season without being around to sing White Christmas? Those endless hours of happiness he brought to a million hearts, it's with fond memories we're gonna miss him. And Santa, there's someone else that God held gently in his hands. The short time he stayed here with us was given to pleasing his many fans. Oh, yes, Elvis, it's gonna be a blue Christmas without you. But thank you for what you left behind, and forever, you know, we're gonna love you. And Santa, there's one more hurt we've all been thinking about. Who'll play old Dame Zion in the middle of Times Square? No, guy, the bells won't ring quite as loud when we bring the new year in this time. Goodbye, Elvis. Goodbye, Ben. So long, God.
Send me the fare. Boy, if me and you get together, oh, we'll shake them up down there. I love Heartaches by the Number. Busted impressed me so much, I painted your name in big red letters across the side of my pickup truck. Boy, the way you write and the way I sing, no telling how far we could go. Be smoking cigars and driving big cars, probably be on the Jimmy Dean Show. Dear Harlan Howard, will you write me a hit? Don't you know that I can sing the more I write out of it? You've written songs for every star in Nashville, Tennessee. So how about it, Harlan? Would you write a hit for me? Now, I wouldn't want you to be ashamed of me when you show me around Nashville. So I got a few things down at Monkey Ward's and told them, just send old Harlan a bill. Bought me a bright green cowboy shirt and a pair of leopard skin boots. And you won't believe them rhinestones that mother sewed on my suits. I met Roger Miller here a while back. I sang him a song or two. He said, you just write old Harlan. Roger said it's the least he could do. He said he owed you something, Harlan. So he's sending me. Ain't that a blast? You write him and I'll sing him. I got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. Boy, if you give me that song instead of Buck Owens, I'd have wiped him out.
I'm gonna practice my guitar and piano all I can. There's a certain superstar, might use a one-man band. Gonna ride a big old Greyhound with my bass and with my sticks. Don't you know I'd love to play around with Dolly Parton's hits. Dolly's hits are on the screen, Dolly's hits are everywhere. Everybody knows Jolene. And here you come again, what a pair, bouncing up the charts. Super Bowl at 46, in our minds and in our hearts, the Dolly Parton's hits. I have been to 9 to 5, how many times I couldn't say. I have seen her do it live and getting bigger every day. I'm in love with Crystal's hair, ooh, and Tanya's wiggle gives me fits. But there's nothing can compare with Dolly Parton's hits. There are those I don't die, there are some I can't recall. But I wouldn't be surprised if Dolly had the biggest hits of all, bouncing up the charts. Super Bowl at 46, in our minds and in our hearts, Dolly Parton's hits. Dolly Parton's hits.
Doctor, doctor, you gotta help me, yeah. You gotta make it right for me. It seems this other man's name's been following me around, and it just won't let me be. You see, I got this name, and he's got this name too, and though, well, they're kind of close, only a blind crazy fool would think I was him. It's like saying green is blue. But let me tell you, brother, sad as being a father, when he made the cover of Time magazine. She just smiled and said, all right. Well, we got talking and drinking wine, and she said she liked my music, thought it was fine. She said, let's make love, your place or mine. And in the middle of the passion, I was on the borderline when she called out a name, but it wasn't mine. She called me Bruce, Bruce. I can hear her calling Bruce, Bruce. I can hear. Rick, I'm gonna stick it to your thigh. There's this kid walking. sincerely impressed. And as he pulled a piece of paper from in a sign from his vest, he said, I thought Born to Run was one of your best. Oh, wait a minute, man, who do you think I am? He answered, Mr. Springsteen, you're a famous man. He called me Bruce, Bruce. I can hear him calling Bruce, Bruce. Ooh, he called me Bruce, Bruce. I can hear him. My name is Richard, gonna hitch it to your thigh. Yesterday, and as she got off the phone, I swear I heard her say, bye bye, Bruce, Bruce, Bruce. I can hear her calling Bruce, Bruce. Ooh, she called me Bruce, Bruce. I can hear her. My name is Ricky, gonna stick to your back.
Singing, can't you tell that they're pretty lame?
After listening to a couple albums,
well, they all start to sound the same.
So we tried to change his music style. He tossed all his ballads in the circular file. But then he found the punk sound breaking ground all around his still Billy Joel to me. What's the matter with the tune he's writing?
Well, you know it's gonna be a smash.
It's so nice when you're a big name artist.
Doesn't matter if it sounds like trash.
Now everybody thinks the new wave is super. Just ask when they want that or even Alice Cooper.
It's a big hit, isn't it? Even if it's a piece of junk, it's still Billy Joel to me.
Whoa! Doesn't matter what the critics say about him, cause he doesn't worry how they feel. When your record sells a million, they'll go and triple platinum. You don't worry about your next meal, cause money is no big deal. Maybe he should dye his hair bright pink and stick a safety pin through his cheeks. Then it'd really fit the new wave image, but he couldn't sit down for weeks. But don't you know about the record business, honey? You gotta be trendy if you wanna make some money.
And everybody's saying that it sure sounds funny, but it's still Billy Joel to me. Album, well, I bet it's gonna be the rage.
Buy a ticket to his next big concert.
Well, I wonder what I'll do on stage.
It might be disco and it might be the blues. Or maybe even something like the B-52s.
Just a hand clap, finger snap. Even if his mind was back, it's still Billy Joel to me.
Everybody's saying that it sure sounds funny, but it's still Billy Joel to me.
Republican kills animals. Jennifer Lopez, Ferrari fucking twat. She likes to eat dead cows. She thinks it's cool to wear eyelashes on dead foxes, cause she thinks it hides the pounds. She's a bitch,
she's a bad
fuck her.
I tell you, I'm all right now, but last week I was in rough shape. I don't get a break with nothing. I played hide and seek when I was three.
No respect, no respect.
Why, they wouldn't even look for me.
No respect, no respect.
I was an ugly kid, I never had fun.
No respect, no respect.
They took me to a dog show and I won.
No respect, no respect.
When I was born, I brought no joy.
No respect, no respect.
My old man said he wanted a boy.
No respect, no respect.
I was an ugly kid, always alone.
No respect, no respect.
Halloween, I had a trick-or-treat over the phone.
No respect, no respect.
Friends don't call, my phone don't ring. I don't get a break with anything.
What's the matter, Rodney?
Ah, death, where is my sting?
It's just Rapping Rodney. Ain't that your type? No, no. Rapping Rodney. Get out of sight. It's just Rapping Rodney. Make no mistake, poor old Rapping Rodney. Can't get a break.
I'm getting old, it's hard to face.
No respect, no respect.
But during sex, I lose my place.
No respect, no respect.
Steak and sex, my favorite pair.
No respect, no respect.
I have them both the same way, very rare.
No respect, no respect.
I know I'm old, I could go any minute.
No respect, no respect.
I got a kidney-shaped pool with a stone in it.
No respect, no respect.
Dr. Vinnie Boombox, that's another one.
No respect, no respect.
I said I want to stop aging, he gave me a gun.
No respect, no respect.
I told him I got water on the knee. He gave me a sponge and raised his fee.
What's the matter, Rodney?
Ah, it ain't easy being me.
It's just Rapping Rodney. Ain't that too tight? No, no. Rapping Rodney. Get out of sight. It's just Rapping Rodney. Make no mistake, poor old Rapping Rodney. Can't get a break.
Now give me a break. Play something from the 40s. Now, what kind of music is this? Now, how about Stardust? Hey, what are you doing? That's not Stardust. Listen to this, will you? I mean, where are the flutes? What a band. Hey, don't quit your day jobs. Look at this. The drummer carries the melody. Hey, tell the bass player, I like his instrument. Nothing goes right, I just can't fight it.
No respect, no respect.
But Eastern Airlines thanked me for flying United.
No respect, no respect.
I got some money, what did I do?
No respect, no respect.
I bought some quicksand, the deal fell through.
No respect, no respect.
My car broke down, I called AAA.
No respect, no respect.
They left the car and towed me away.
No respect, no respect.
I can't take it no more. I'm getting too old.
No respect. No respect.
I called suicide prevention. They put me on hold.
No respect. No respect.
Winter, summer, spring, and fall. I'm always up against the wall.
What's the matter, Rodney?
I don't get no respect at all.
It's just Rapping Rodney. Ain't that too tight? No, no. Rapping Rodney. Get out of sight. It's just Rapping Rodney. Make no mistake for old Rapping Rodney. Can't get a break.
It's getting worse. It's caving in. The heaviness, I can't take it no more. It's all over. Now, where are my kids? Somebody help me. Hey, bartender. Hey, who's that guy with my daughter? Where's my wallet? How do I get out of here? Stop that dancing.
Your mama. Your mama. That's right, I said your mama.
Okay. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. I leave it up to you. It's hard to tell when you're in a small room with artificial light flashing in your eyes all the time. I'm KBC. This is the Bit Slap, and today we bring you a bunch of, let's just say, kind of like tribute songs, celebrity acknowledgments, etc., to people we've probably all heard of one way or another, for good or bad. We started with Henny Youngman. That was, of course, Hooked on Henny. Somebody remixed that. Henny didn't do it. I don't know if he had anything to do with that. I think it came out after he died. We heard from Nancy Dupree. That was James Brown. Not sure where that came from. Probably an alternate universe. Wilson Pickett, Cole Cook and Redding, kind of an answer song to Moms Mabley's Abraham, Martin, and John. And he's bummed out about the death of Nat King Cole, Sam Cooke, and Otis Redding. Goodbye Bing, Elvis, and Guy was Diana Williams. Same thing, a tribute to guys that all died pretty much the same time. I'm drawing a blank on who Guy is. We haven't listened to the song. I know that's a sin, but I should listen to these songs more. But I have suffered for my art, so now it's your turn. We heard from Jerry D, one of those MSR singers type thing. They send your poem in, we'll make a song. That was the Ballad of Johnny Horton. Dear Harlan Howard was Don Bowman. Harlan Howard, of course, producer, DJ, country music icon. Dolly Parton's Hits, Bobby Braddock, about Dolly's two icons, I guess. And then Rick Springfield, that was Bruce. You know the point of that, and you probably still remember it. Weird Al Yankovic after that. Still Billy Joel to me. That was an early demo version of that song. And some of you know about Billy Joel, some of you don't. Let's just leave it that way. Goldfinger after that. Fuck Ted Nugent. I'll repeat that for those of you on drugs. Fuck Ted Nugent. And then Rappin' Rodney from Rodney Dangerfield, of course. There's a, you know, a whole album of that stuff. Different versions of that, different mixes, etc. So I think the one is sufficient, and I'm sure you agree. No need to thank me. Okay, so I got another one coming up here right now. Just want to acknowledge this ahead of time. It's by Stan Freeberg. Stan would have been 90 years old last Sunday, the 7th. One of my favorites, and I know one of yours. So we bring you kind of an obscure one for you, all right? So sit back and listen to that, and then try to figure out if any of these people who these songs are about are going to sue or not. All right? I'll be back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We present the nationally syndicated columnist Ned Dullivan and his Most of the Town.
Ladies and gentlemen, we really have a great show lined up for you tonight. I'm sure you're going to. You know, when I was in England a few years back, I saw a sensational act in a music hall, and I asked him if he ever came to this country to look. So here now is the great Zasloff, an outstanding concert artist. So let's really hear it for
from out there. Now we have a special treat for the youngsters, because here, coming up on our stage, one of the great baseball figures of all time. So let's really hear it for him out there, the great Righty Goober.
Hello, Ned.
Righty, you're a famous Northpaw.
That's right, Ned.
And I'm sure the youngsters of Wood, the amazing way you, the bat and grip.
Sure thing, Ned. In other words, you want me to...
Take this bat and share with us the famous grip.
Okie dokie.
Hey! Yes!
Ooh, I hit him in the head. Did I harm you, Ned?
No. Just a flesh wound and quite a treat for the youngsters. Well, you know, when I was in England a few years back, I saw a sensational act in a music hall. I asked them if they ever came to this country to look. So here now is the world's fastest precision drill team. And the name of these remarkable fellows is... Oh, here it is. The world's fastest precision drill team. So let's really hear it for them out there. Now to conclude our show this evening, I know you've all seen and enjoyed our performing seals from time to time, but we have now being prodded out onto our stage one of the world's few trombone-playing whales, the great Blubberlips. Trombone, but you've just heard the last of the red-hot mammals. Now, Blubberlips, would you open your mouth for the television audience? Here, going inside, we have another first for our show, and... Oh, we're a little late, so that concludes our show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rush Limbaugh!
They say that I'm sleaze and elitist. You please, everybody disagrees with my rapping.
It's bad.
I'm horrendous. I'm appalling. My ratings now are falling because I'm so full of bull, so full of crap.
Full of crap.
With condescending cries, making money, selling lies. You might say everybody hates my guts. I'm offensive, I'm a bigot, I'm a fraud, can you dig it? I'm a sexist, racist, homophobic, fat, pathetic cuts.
I'm a Nazi.
That's right.
I really am,
because I'm a Nazi.
That's right.
You're being scammed.
I'm a Nazi.
I don't care about the middle class, because I'm a fat conservative butthead with the face of a horse's ass.
He's a fat conservative butthead.
Hey,
with the face of a horse's ass.
I have a subhuman figure, a huge rear end. My brain? That's another story.
It's quite another story.
I have a face the size of a wash tub. And my ass is as big as Missouri. Yes!
This bastard is sick. He's a fat mom as big and his ass is as big as Missouri.
Yes, Kirby Bob! Manipulating statements, exaggerating the truth. I can't believe they hate my show. It's science. It's not just because I'm stupid. It's not just because I'm scum. It's just because Republicans are liars. I am heartless. I am vain, insensitive, insane. They say that I'm a national disgrace. I am nasty, insulting, basically revolting. I'm a concentrated pile of human waste. Because I'm a Nazi.
Jesus.
Right.
You're being scammed.
I'm a Nazi.
I don't care about the middle class.
I'm a sick Republican sleazeball with a face of a horse's ass.
He's a sick Republican sleazeball with a face of a horse's ass.
They say that this is not about my vanity. They doubt my sanity. They think I'm nuts. I am a cyst on the ass of humanity. New Republican slogan, read my tux. From the bowels of Adolf Hitler comes the voice of Rush Limbaugh.
Because I'm a Nazi.
I really am.
Because I'm a Nazi.
You're being scammed.
I'm a Nazi.
I don't care about the middle class. Because I'm a fear-mongering scumbag with the face of a horse's ass.
Fat conservative buckhead.
Hey, sick Republican sleazeball. Fear-mongering scumbag. Egotistical ass bag. Mean-spirited, hard-wallering, fat conservative tots.
With the face of a horse's ass.
Oh, my name is Henry Kissinger, and I dig Diddle St. John. I never have to testify before those chilly churls, like Billy Fulbright. Oh, my name is Henry Kissinger, and I want your respect. But more than that, I want to make a Nixon genuflect.
I am the ninth. The letter of the alphabet, I am all the buttons on my suit. I sat up in Cambridge while they burnt Vietnam down. I sat up in Cambridge while they burnt down Vietnam. Never again will I take any guff from
everyone stand. Apple Kissinger, Cherry Kissinger, Peach Pit Kissinger. It gives me great pleasure to talk about bombing, to sit up in my office in the basement of the White House and write my bloody options. Plan A, bomb Laos. Plan B, bomb Cambodia. Glancy lie about Pakistan. Oh, my name is Henry Kissinger, and I am Nixon's man. I am very witty too, and witty too am I. Laos, Cambodia, Pakistan, napalm, orphans, opium smuggling by punks in Vietnam. Nixon, 4 more years. Oh, my name is Henry Kissinger, and I am very hip. I am that I am, and what I am is power. Fear, you'll quiver with fear, you punks.
When I dance, they call me Janet Reno. Men say I'm a great attorney general. They all want me. They can't have me. Let me tell you about the man I'm after. He's 5'10", Caucasian, and his composite drawing is so hot.
Everybody loves and adores Janet Reno. Her rush didn't like her, but what the heck did he know? She'll get you with her charms or maybe a subpoena. Hey, Janet Reno.
Now don't you worry about my boyfriend, the boy whose name is Unabomber. I don't want him, couldn't couldn't stand him. He was no good, so I... Now, come on. What was I supposed to do? He wrote a 35,000-page manifesto and didn't mention me once, the loser. And besides, the Menendez brothers are so fine. Party anywhere from Maine down to Chino. I'm your party girl. Invite me, Janet Reno. Just tell me what to bring with me. I'm in charge of alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. If you're at large, I'll take charge. I'll handcuff and take you home with me. Excite you, indict you. I might even extradite you.
Everybody loves and adores Janet Reno. She's hot and strong like a cup of cappuccino. Always got a search warrant in her El Camino. Hey, Janet Reno.
Hi.
When Ralph Nader was a boy, his daddy brought him home a toy, and the dang thing fell apart that very day. Ralphie hollered long and loud, then he calmed down and he vowed he would get the crooks who cheated him that way. Now they can't tempt him, they can't scare him, they can't bribe him, heaven knows, 'cause $1 million he'd gladly sacrifice. His life is dedicated to protecting us from those who try to sell us shoddy merchandise. Go on and ride, Ralph Nader, ride. Straight ahead with confidence and pride. All across our mighty nation, folks are filled with admiration, and we're proud we got Ralph Nader on our side. Now some supermarket hustlers, just like old-time cattle rustlers, were trying to pull a fast one with their meat. But oblivious to danger, that Ivy League Lone Ranger said, "Now hold it, boys, this meat ain't fit to eat." Then Ralph Nader formed a posse, and they ran them rustlers down and showed all the world about their dirty game. Now the common folks all love him, and the crooks are frightened of him. Even corporations tremble at his name. Go on and ride, Ralph Nader, ride. Straight ahead with confidence and pride. All across our mighty nation, folks are filled with admiration, and we're proud we got Ralph Nader on our side. Ralph Nader took the wheel of his brand new automobile, and everything stopped running but the clock. He said, "This engine's just a joke, and I think the brakes are broke. It ain't safe to drive this thing around the block." He walked straight into the factory, called the biggest boss aside, told him, "Better straighten out or you'll be sunk, 'cause the people will awaken when I show them what you're making. Ain't nothing but a brand new piece of junk." Go on and ride, Ralph Nader, ride. Straight ahead with confidence and pride. All across our mighty nation, folks are filled with admiration, and we're proud we got Ralph Nader on our side. Now in times of boom and bust, we need a leader we can trust, so our way of life don't slide on down the drain. Ralph Nader knows the score, he's got ideas, and what is more, he possesses both a conscience and a brain. He's no sleazy politician, 'cause this man is not for sale, and he's not about to make no shady deal. But he really gets intense in the cause of common sense, so the people know Ralph Nader is for real. Go on and ride, Ralph Nader, ride. We're backing you with confidence and pride. Senior citizens, consumers, teenage kids, and baby boomers, we're all proud, yes, we are proud. We are proud we got Ralph Nader on our side.
He was 5'8", a powerful man, and he weighed about 200 pounds. A former Teamsters leader that I've just got to track down. They say he may be under the Giants' end zone, That's why I'm out here digging up bones, and I'll keep searching till I'm 6 feet underground. 'Cause she said when they find Jimmy Hoffa, that's when I'll come back to you. It's been 20 years since he disappeared, and until then we're still through. If I'll ever get her back, brother, I don't know. I got a set of dental records and a new backhoe. So grab a shovel, you got to help me find Jimmy Hoffa. Her being gone is something that I can't bear. Scott's toupee looks a lot like Hoffa hair. He was into pension funds and semi-trucks. Now he may be the bacon in a Dave's Deluxe. But if he ain't in there, then he's gotta be around here somewhere. She said when they find Jimmy Hoffa, that's when I'll come to you. He might be the green in Irish Spring or the white stuff in Elmer's glue. Is he dishwashing liquid or deviled ham? They just found his clash ring in a can of Spam. Oh, help me, you got to help me find Jimmy Hoffa. Help me find Jimmy Hoffa. Here's a quarter. Help me find Jimmy Hoffa.
About the ways of the mind. He met many people. Now Jerry Falwell came with Gretman to Jim's home in California one fine day. They said, beware, Jim and Tammy, of a plan Jimmy Swaggart is to play. We want to let you know the plot and tell you we are here to help in any way. We want to help you, Jim and Tammy, help you save your Heritage USA. Well, we will never touch your ministry, we promise was the line they gave to me. You will always be in charge of everything we put on your TV. Now you just rest and trust in us and leave your network and your show within our hands. He said, I'll give it back when we reveal the Jimmy Swagger takeover plan. Now they flew back to North Carolina in a hurry in Falwell's private jet. And at once began their deeds that the people will never forget. Well, they changed the board that very day and our whole team and fired everyone with power. And Falwell, Nims, and Grossman were on TV before the press within the very hour. Talked to the staff at PTL and convinced them Jim and Tammy had done wrong. They said, support Jerry Falwell and his team if you want to keep your job. They held an auction in the barn and sold brass fixtures from the grand they said were gold. They even sold Max's doghouse, leaving three little dogs out in the cold. We watched them tear apart the park and sell the assets of the ministry at a loss. Saw them file bankruptcy, go to court, and kick Kevin out of his house. They told lies about Jim Baker, tried to ruin him and his life in every way. Let's send Falwell back to Lynchburg and rebuild our Heritage USA. Let's send Falwell back to Lynchburg, help the people rebuild Heritage USA.
She's definitely captivating.
Oh, Bridget Bardot.
She's positively scintillating.
Bridget Bardot.
She's infinitely stimulating. Cha cha cha.
I'm Bridget Bardot.
She's absolutely fascinating.
Marlon Brando.
Indubitably undulating.
Bridget Bardot.
Unquestionably agitating. Cha cha cha.
I say, how frightful.
I'm Bridget Bardot.
She's positively devastating.
Gee, Bridget Bardot.
She's imminently palpitating.
Hi, Gloria. Ain't she lovely?
She's really quite satiating. Cha, cha, cha.
Should have such luck, the coach
of bell. Really quite excruciating, cha-cha-cha.
definitely captivating, positively scintillating, absolutely fascinating, imminently activating, definitely agitating, positively devastating, infinitely stimulating, really quite excruciating.
That's Bridget Bardot. Cha, cha, cha.
Got you, my little minx.
Gather round while I sing you of Werner von Braun, a man whose allegiance is ruled by expedience. Call him a Nazi, he won't even frown. Nazi schmatzi, says Werner von Braun. Don't say that he's hypocritical, say rather that he's apolitical. Once the rockets are up, who cares where they come down? That's not my department, says Werner von Braun. Some have harsh words for this man of renown, but some think our attitude should be one of gratitude, like the widows and cripples in old London town, who owe their large pensions to Werner von Braun. You too may be a big hero, once you've learned to count backwards to zero. In German or English, I know how to count down. And I'm learning Chinese, says Werner von Braun.
I feel a little Michael Jackson coming up.
A cosmic vacuum.
Got mixed up with this dude who doesn't realize. Give this boy or girl a black or white, a mortgage or girl, a Jackson 5. Dangerous, she. Talk about a guy on a fuzzy tree. And Michael had a baby. A little baby, got Elvis or Jackson. So just so
them look in my tight pants. Ooh, it makes them horny. There will come a day when I'll be old and gray. Ooh, what will they say about me? When the end comes, they'll know I've got a big ego. The world revolves around me, and I make a lot of dough everywhere I go. You should see the cars I'm driving, and all the chicks I meet fall down at my feet. Ooh, they love my driving. And I didn't write this song, 'cause it would take too long and ruin the fun I'm having. When the press comes around, they'll print anything I say. Let them write about me.
Come on, guys, we're waiting. What do you got? Oh, hold on. All right, carry on. All right, we started that set with, of course, Stan Freberg, like I said before, the best, worst of the town, the best of the town. Think about Ed Sullivan. Ed Sullivan was kind of pissed at that. You know what, Ed? Grow a pair. Easy for me to say. I am not under his thumb. Stan Freberg would have been 90 last Sunday. I think I mentioned that. Rush Limbaugh by God Knows Who. That was a remix of all of his more stupid comments, arranged with him in mind. Ed Saunders after that, Henry Kissinger. Ed Saunders, former member of the Fugs, and author. He wrote a really good book about the Manson family. And that and the Bugliosi book are pretty much all you need to know about the Manson family. This was Henry Kissinger, another historic asshole. Janet Reno after that was Gretchen Bonaducci with help from Tim Kavanaugh. That came off of like a Bob and Tom show or something like that. I'm not sure. I don't care. The Ballad of Ralph Nader was Dave Frischberg, followed by Tim Wilson. Help me find Jimmy Hoffa, and they still haven't found him. The Fabulous Entourage after that, a song about their favorite, L. Ron Hubbard. Try making a song about Scientology now. See how far you get. But have a good lawyer. The Ballad of Jim and Tammy was Tammy Faye Baker, the trials and tribulations of her bogus church. The Droolers after that, Brigitte Bardot, Cha-Cha-Cha. The Droolers, I'm not sure who they were, but one of the guys was Tony Borello. Tony Borello gave us The Sound of Worms. Remember that? You know, The Sound of Worms? Yeah, I'll play it for you one of these years. Tom Lehrer then, after that, the Wernher von Braun song, Little Baby Elvis Jackson. Kind of an alternate universe type thing there from Dred Zeppelin. What would have happened? I don't know. Oof. And then Bob and Zip after that, Just a Big Ego. And, of course, that was apparently about David Lee Roth, but it could be about anybody on this whole list today or any other list you could care to imagine. Okay. So, all right. So, speaking of big egos, we got a couple coming up on the some people involved with the presidential race. You'll probably recognize them. If not, then it's good. You should not open a newspaper. You would be bummed. Anyway, I'll be back next week. We will have a tribute to one of our fallen. We had a death, actually a long time ago. He's been dead for 40 some odd years. So we'll have a tribute to the dear departed, and I'll just let you wonder about that. If you think about it, you'll know who I'm talking about. But I will see you next week with that, and please have a good week, and by all means, stay alive and stay out of the papers.
To make a final statement.
I was born in my own hospital. A great hospital. The best you could imagine. Delivered by the doctor that I bought. And he thanked me. He said, Donald, thank you. This is terrific. I bought at least a couple wives. Three highest paid women in America. But the third one doesn't speak English just right. And she's great. I see her on holidays. Terrific. Now this country needs a good, strong leader. I'm real busy, but I may just have the time. If I let you elect the Trumpster, you're welcome. I'm a great leader and I can't read. We're being raped by the Chinese. I'll make these China dorks my bitches. I'm the filthy rich. Need a hero that'll come help. I'll sell America to myself. I'll build you highways and some bridges. I'm the filthy richest. I want to make this country great. Right now would not great. But the Mexicans keep coming here to rape. And by the way, at least rape in English. I'll build a wall no one could climb. No one will climb this wall. And the Spigs could rape on their own fucking side. Mexico is the new China. Now I'm seeing people talk about Trumpster. Saying things that quite frankly aren't nice. When I'm in charge of our nuclear program, you're all bound and fired. I'm a great leader and I can't read. We're being raped by the Chinese. I'll make these China dorks my bitches. I'm the filthy rich. Need a hero that'll come help. I'll sell America to myself. I'll build huge highways and some bridges. I'm the filthy richest. We're losing. It's a catastrophe. I'll negotiate a better deal. I'll do a good job. We need a leader, Prez, that'll get us out of our debt. Help the people get lower wig prices. We need a leader, Prez, that'll get us rid of ISIS. Rip them all to shreds, fucking towel heads. We need a leader, Prez, that'll get us driving hybrids. Give us all some bread with a side of Pez. And tell the Mexicans and all the illegal migrants, you gotta get a license. I'm a great leader and I can't read. We're being raped by the Chinese. China talks my bitches. I'm the filthy rich. Need a hero that'll come help. I'll sell America to myself. I'll build huge highways and some bridges. I'm the filthy rich.
Dave Days, yo, 2016, from 2008, song's about a girl, girl's mom.
Chelsea's mom has got it going on. Chelsea's mom has got it going on. Chelsea's mom has got it going on.
Chelsea, can I come over after your day's done? Is she there? 'Cause I can't.
chairs. Hard to get up in there. Like Benghazi, she won't admit it, but I know that she cares.
I know she cares.
And I know that you think it's just a fantasy, but since your dad's a failure, mom could use a guy like me. Chelsea's mom has got it going on.